is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Militants fired dozens of rockets from Gaza as Israeli strikes rained down on the Hamas-ruled territory today. Israel's missile defense system, the Iron Dome, was activated across the area to intercept incoming missiles. Israeli vehicles could be seen stationed along the border with Gaza, and a White's balloon was released. The UN is weighing in. Jens Laerke, the spokesman for the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs.
We continue to receive reports of significant displacement of Palestinians in Gaza. The United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees, you know them as UNRWA, informs us this morning that nearly 47,000 people have sought refuge in 58 UNRWA schools across the Gaza Strip. Power supplies across Gaza remains at only 6 to 8 hours per day on average due to damage sustained to feeder lines and networks.
The White House says President Joe Biden expressed support for a ceasefire in a call to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
President Biden is expressing support for a ceasefire in the week-long war between Israel and Hamas militants. The Biden administration had been signaling it would not pressure the two sides into a ceasefire, with spokeswoman Jen Psaki saying the focus is on working with partners in the region to reduce the violence.
Through quiet, intensive diplomacy.
But in a later call with Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu, the White House says the president expressed support for a ceasefire. Fellow Democrats had been pushing him to demand one. Top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell calls that nonsense, saying it suggests both sides carry equal blame.
I completely reject this obscene moral equivalent.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is VOA News. India's COVID-19 crisis that has been most acute in the megacities is now penetrating the rural areas, home to nearly 70% of India's 1.3 billion people, where limited public health care is posing challenges to the residents. The first wave of the epidemic in India, which peaked in September of 2020, was concentrated in urban areas where testing was introduced faster. But the second wave that erupted in February this year is rampaging through rural towns and villages where testing is very patchy. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who is facing criticism for failing to prepare for the second wave, held a virtual interaction with top doctors of India on Monday to take stock of the pandemic situation across the country. Meanwhile, U.S. President Joe Biden announced yesterday that he will send at least 20 million COVID-19 vaccine doses to other countries by the end of June, marking the first time the United States is sharing vaccines authorized for domestic use.
And we need to help fight the disease around the world to keep us safe here at home and to do the right thing of helping other people. It's the right thing to do. It's the smart thing to do. It's the strong thing to do.
Biden announced that he will send doses of the Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson & Johnson vaccines on top of 60 million AstraZeneca doses he had already planned to give to other countries. Unlike the others, AstraZeneca's shot is not yet authorized for use in the United States. Two of the nation's largest retailers are dropping face mask requirements in their stores. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has this.
In response to last week's guidance from the CDC that fully vaccinated people didn't need to wear masks indoors anymore, Target and CVS say they're no longer requiring shoppers who are vaccinated to wear masks inside their stores. They didn't say how anyone would know if a shopper was inoculated or not. Target says vaccinated workers can also stop wearing masks, and it's offering time off to its employees to get a COVID shot. At CVS, though, workers will still have to wear a face mask regardless of their vaccination status. Friday, Walmart, Costco, and several other large retailers announced that they were dropping mask requirements for people who have been vaccinated. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Several heads of state are attending the summit for the financing of African economies held in Paris. Current AU chairman Felix Tshisekedi conferred with his African counterparts present in Paris to move them to speak with one voice before the partners that have already expressed their will to assist Africa to face the crisis resulting from coronavirus. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.